No, no, it's pinging. Yep. Yep, nice ping. So anyway, this is, we're featuring Uncle Tupelo, origin Belleville, Illinois, United States, genres alternative country, alt country, country rock, roots rock, years active 1987 to 1994, labels Rockville, Siren, Legacy, and spinoffs were Sunvolt and Wilco. Here's the origins. Jay Farr, along with his brothers Wade and Dade, played an early 80s garage band named the Plebs. Hailing from Belleville, Illinois, the Plebs sought to enter a battle of bands competition. Medina, another high school student, is remembered to perform. They invited Jeff Tweedy, a high school friend of Jay Farr, to join the band and play with them for the show. Despite a lack of skill with his instrument, Tweedy played an important role in the band by booking early gigs. While the Plebs had been playing music in a rockabilly style, Tweedy wanted to play punk rock that he originally heard the group perform. It caused tension between Tweedy and Dade Farr, who left the band 2 months after Tweedy joined. Before leaving the band in 1984, Dade Farr introduced the members of Mike Heidorn, the younger brother's girlfriend. Heidorn then joined the group as a drummer. The Plebs then decided to change their name to the Primitives, a reference to a song by a psychedelic rock group, the Groupies. Despite the unpopularity of punk rock in the St. Louis area, the Primitives began to play blues-oriented garage rock at fast tempos. They played regularly in a wedding hall in Millstadt, Illinois, where Tweedy's lover Joanne would collect a cover fee. They also performed regularly at B State Bar in Belleville with bands such as Newsboys and Charlie Langer and The Simpsons. Wade Farr was lead singer of the band, but was committed to Southern Illinois University and attempted to enlist in the United States Army. It meant that he was only able to get dedicated to small. So then the Primitives renamed themselves Uncle Tupelo, a name created by a word from the Dick. Inspired by the name, cartoonist Chuck Wagner, a friend of the band, created a character resembling an old, the trio recorded a 4-song demo tape, which got them supporting slots in, for headline artists such as Johnny Thunders, who died not too long after, and then Uncle Tupelo, bag of future guitar and punk rock producer Matt Allison in Champaign, Illinois. The demo distributed with the title Not Forever, Just For Now, because I Got Drunk and Screen Door studio album. Shortly after Tupelo's signing to Rockville Records, it was recorded over 10 days in South Recording Studio in Boston, Massachusetts. The album's thematic structure revolved around their lives as adolescents in Belleville. Examples are songs about wanting to avoid potential Persian Gulf War military draft. Let's listen to a track, some songs off this album. Yeah, here we go. This is from No Depression, released in 1990. Here's Uncle Tupelo. And that year, the featured artist is Uncle Tupelo on the next show. We'll be right back.
Faces with dollar sign smiles. Oh.